他发明了一样。
He invented something.
全世界每天用几十亿次的东西。
Billions of things are used every day around the world.
死的时候，全部家当不超过200英镑。
When he died, his entire estate was worth no more than 200 pounds.
不是因为他失败了。
It wasn't because he failed.
是因为他主动把这个东西送出去了。
Because he actively sent it out.
而且从没后悔过。
And I never regret it.
1826年。
In 1826.
英格兰斯托克顿一家药店的后事。
The aftermath of a pharmacy in Stockton, England.
约翰沃克正用一根削尖的木棍搅拌一碗化学糊状物。
John Walker was stirring a bowl of viscous chemical substance with a pointed stick.
氯酸钾、三硫化锑、树胶。
Potassium chlorate and trisodium sulfate.
他在研究猎枪点火配方，搅完之后
After he finished mixing the mixture for the flamethrower,
他随手把棍头的余料往实验桌上蹭了几下。
He casually rubbed the leftover material from the stick head onto the lab table,
想把它刮干净。
I want to clean it up.
火焰出现了。
Fire appeared.
就那一下。
In that moment,
一个持续了人类几千年的难题
a problem that has plagued humanity for thousands of years,
被一个英格兰小镇药剂师用一根木棍解决了
solved by a pharmacist in a small town in England with a stick.
在这之前
before that,
人类要点火
humans need to light a fire.
要么敲碎石
Either when it's broken,
要么聚焦阳光费时费劲靠运气
Either focusing on the alpha male stereotype is time consuming and unreliable
而他手里这根木棍在粗糙的表面上轻轻一划就着沃克
And the stick in his hand with a gentle scratch on the rough surface ignited the wick.
没有吓到
Not scared.
也没有激动到发抖
Not excited enough to shake.
他只是盯着那根还在燃烧的木棍
He just stared at the still burning stick.
安静地意识到这东西有用
Realized that this thing is useful.
接下来他做了一件他最擅长的事
Next, he did what he was best at.
系统的重复实验
Systematic experiments
他换木棍调比例换摩擦面
He changed the stick and adjusted the ratio
一遍变测参数
One time test parameters
直到找到最稳定的组合
Until the most stable combination is found
他在日记里写
He wrote in his diary
这确实是一个重大发现，一种简便的全新生活方法。
This is indeed a significant discovery, a simple and new way of life.
1827年4月7日
April 7, 1827,
他在自己药店里第一次向公众展示。
He first demonstrated his products to the public in his own pharmacy.
每盒50根配一张砂纸售价
Each box contains 50 pieces with sandpaper priced at price.
一先令当地报纸说
According to a local newspaper,
沃克先生展示了一种令人惊讶的发明
Mr. Walker demonstrated a surprising invention.
只需在粗糙表面
Only on rough surfaces.
轻轻一滑
A gentle swipe
就能立刻燃起火焰
Can immediately ignite
这是他一生最高光的时刻
This is the brightest moment of his life
下一步几乎所有人都看得清楚
Everyone can see the next step clearly.
申请专利，等着收钱。
Patent application waiting for payment.
一位律师专程登门，账算的。
A lawyer came to my house specifically for an audit.
明明白白，火柴是每家每户都要用的东西。
Firewood is a necessity for every household.
全天下人都是你的客户。
Everyone in the world is your customer.
一项成功的专利，每年能带来2000到3000英镑。
Zhang Chen Gong Bu Ju Lai Ming Niren Ming Dai Lai Liang Kiren Dao San Kiren Ying Bang.
换算到今天是几百万人民币。
In today's money, it's worth millions of RMB.
年年有，沃克。
Every year there is a whopper.
听完，摆了摆手。
After a few gestures,
他说。我不需要从这上面赚钱。
He said I don't need to make money from this.
药店够我生活了。
The pharmacy saved my life.
这个东西应该让所有人都能用上。他的同事。
This should allow everyone to use their colleagues' resources.
帕尔默后来回忆，整件事。
Later, Palmer recalled the whole incident.
沃克始终非常低调。
Walker has always been very low key.
很多人劝他，劝了不止一次。
Many people have tried to persuade him, but to no avail.
他每次的回答都差不多。
His answers are always the same.
他觉得，氯酸钾和硫化锑的反应是自然。
He thought that the reaction between potassium chlorate and sulfur powder was natural.
这本来就有的东西。
Originally, the thing was already there.
他不过是碰巧找到了触发它的方式。
He just happened to find the trigger.
这东西本来就是大自然的。
This thing is originally from nature.
凭什么归他一个人？
Why should it be just him?
他从来没把火柴叫做伟大发明。
He never called matches a great invention.
在他日记里。
In his diary.
他只是一个有用的发现。
He is just a useful output.
这个决定做下去之后。
After making this decision.
代价就一点一点来了。
The cost is coming gradually.
火柴工厂在英国各地开起来了。
Candle factories have been set up in various parts of the UK.
商人们拿着他那个没有任何保护的配方。
Merchants armed with their unprotected recipes.
一家接一家的赚大钱。
One after another, they made a fortune.
整个行业的利润跟他没有半点关系。
His profits have nothing to do with the industry.
1830年代
In the 1830s,
英国经济萧条
British economic recession.
他的药店也开始吃紧
His pharmacy is also starting to tighten up.
后来
Later,
他去斯托克顿天然气公司做化学顾问。
He went to Stoke Natural Gas Company as a chemical consultant.
那张薪水单现在还存在档案里。
The pay slip is still in the archive.
一年25英镑。25英镑。一年。
£25, £25 a year.
这是一个改变了全世界生活方式的人。
This is a person who has changed the way people live all over the world.
在同一片土地上和商人们的火柴厂
In the same land as merchants' factories.
同时存在时的收入
Income at the same time.
有一家工厂的老板良心不安
The owner of a factory has an uneasy conscience.
写信来说
Write a letter to say,
你要不要来分一分
Do you want to split it up?
这里面的利润 沃克没有回信。
Walker didn't respond to the prophet.
不是因为愤怒。
It's not because of anger.
也不是因为心灰意冷。
Not because of despair.
就是没有回。
There is no reply.
因为这件事在他看来已经完结了。
Because in his opinion, the matter has already been concluded.
他做了一个决定。
He made a decision.
那个决定他认同，就没有什么好重新谈的。
The decision has been made, and there is nothing to discuss further.
他一直住在药店楼上。
He has always lived on the upper floor of the pharmacy.
那间简朴的公寓里。
In that simple apartment.
后世的实验小屋，深夜依然亮着灯。
The experimental house still lit up late at night in the future.
只是再也不会有专利文件。
There will never be patent documents again.
从那扇门里走出来。
Walk out of that door.
他继续做实验。
He continued to conduct experiments.
继续卖药。
Keep selling medicine.
继续过他自己安排的那种生活。
Continue living the life he had arranged for himself.
1859年5月1日。
May 1, 1859.
沃克在家中去世。
Walker passed away at home.
享年77岁。
Died at the age of 77.
遗嘱清单上。
In the will.
他的全部遗产不超过200英镑。
His entire inheritance was no more than 200 pounds.
那一年。
That year.
英国每年已经生产数十亿根火柴。
The UK produces billions of matches every year.
整个行业年产值超过百万英镑。
The entire industry has an annual turnover of over 1 million pounds.
全部从他1826年那一下随手的动作开始。
It all started with his casual movement in 1826.
1903年
1903.
斯托克顿市在他药店原址立了一块纪念牌匾。
The city of Stockton erected a memorial plaque at the original location of the pharmacy.
上面刻着，此处曾为约翰·沃克药师的药店。
Above is engraved, this was once the pharmacy of John Walker.
1826年
In 1826.
他在这栋建筑中发明了摩擦火柴。
He invented the friction match in this building.
他将此项发明无偿奉献。
He freely donated this invention.
给世界。牌匾立起来的时候，
When the world board is set up,
距他去世已经44年。
It has been 44 years since his death.
今天，全球每年生产超过5000亿根火柴。
Today, more than 5 billion matches are produced worldwide every year.
有时候我们会问，那些伟大的发明家为什么能成功？
Sometimes we wonder why great inventors are successful.
我们说，因为他们聪明。
We say because they are smart.
因为他们坚持。
Because they persisted.
因为他们抓住了机会。
Because they seized the opportunity.
但沃克的故事里，最难解释的不是他的聪明。
But the most difficult thing to explain in Walker's story is not his intelligence.
是他的那一声拒绝。
It was his refusal.
不是因为他看不懂钱。
It's not because he doesn't understand money.
他看得懂。
He understands.
只是他觉得有些东西比攥着他。
He just felt that some things were more important than holding on to them.
更重要的是放开它，一个对所有人都有用的东西。
More importantly, give him something that everyone can use.
就该让所有人都用得上。
Everyone should be able to use it.
他这辈子就认这一条。
He's only ever believed this one thing.